From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand, sitting in this week. As the healthcare debate continues here in Washington, NPR is bringing you the stories of how Americans get their medical care. Our new series is called Are You Covered? For one businessman in New Orleans, the answer is no. Just ahead, we'll talk with a lobbyist for small business about healthcare. First, NPR's Debbie Elliott introduces us to one of the 46 million Americans who do not have health insurance.
Fernando Areola spends his days keeping track of four or five small construction projects.
So if Alex needs to work, you know, overtime in order to build the cabinets, let's do that.
Areola is a home builder in New Orleans. Here in the Garden District, his crew is putting the final touches on a quaint mother-in-law cottage.
We are finishing the tile with the bathroom, and then we're going to start sanding and staining and finishing the floors and then do the touch-ups.
Fernando Areola is 58 years old. 4 years ago, he bought a friend's contracting business just as New Orleans was starting to rebuild after Hurricane Katrina. He named it New Beginnings Enterprises.
When I took over the company, I figured, you know, it was a new beginning for me. It was a new beginning for the city. It was a new beginning for a lot of people that we were working with. So I decided to change the name of the company.
And business has been good, he says. He enjoys working for himself and makes about $50,000 a year. What he's missing is the health coverage he had at his former job as a sales manager.
Oh, I have full insurance. I have everything.
But since he's been self-employed, Areola has been on a health insurance roller coaster. Initially, he bought a standard policy with a $1,000 deductible to cover his family, including his wife and two daughters. Then, when business slowed down and money got tight, he decided to temporarily drop the coverage.
When I tried to reinstate it, I could only afford a catastrophic plan. I was paying about $900 a month for a $5,000 deductible. So I was paying, in essence, $15,000 before I have penny one covered. And that was too expensive.
So he dropped that coverage, only to have second thoughts. And when he tried to reinstate it, he was denied even the expensive catastrophic policy. Areola doesn't know exactly why, but acknowledges that he and his wife both have high blood pressure and are approaching 60.
Insurance is nothing more than just a business, okay? And they try to limit the liabilities. So whereas there's, you know, an older person, then they don't want to cover it.
Maria Areola doesn't think it's fair that after years of paying for coverage and not having many claims, now when they're starting to have health problems, they can't get insurance.
There's nothing you can do about that. As you get old, you know, things get, things don't work as well. So
the Areolas did buy a policy for their daughters, ages 22 and 16, but Fernando and Maria are uninsured and pay for doctor visits and prescriptions out of pocket. So what if something major comes up?
If I were to have any emergencies or surgery or things like that, I won't have to go outside of the U.S. in order to be able to afford that.
Areola is a naturalized citizen and has lived in New Orleans since 1970. But last year, he traveled to his native Guatemala for arthroscopic knee surgery. It was a bargain.
Less than $1,000 to where over here will cost me thousands. They have just as good a doctor as they have over there. Most of them are graduated from here.
As for the debate on Capitol Hill, Areola takes a businessman's approach to the issue. Open up the marketplace, he says.
If we were to have a national playing field and be able to shop around, and be so for you to be able to have more options, I believe that will lower the price.
But he doesn't have a lot of faith that Congress will come up with a fix because of partisan politics. So in the meantime, he's working to do something locally.
Okay, good afternoon. Thank you for coming.
Areola is on the board of the New Orleans Faith and Health Alliance. The group is trying to start a health clinic in unused classroom space at a mid-city church. Patients would pay based on their income.
The purpose is to be able to provide the working uninsured medical services. There is definitely a need. I'm a perfect example of it.
The Alliance hopes to start providing care this fall. Areola says he'll sign up. In the meantime, he prays that nothing serious happens. The way the system works now, he says, he'd have to experience a major calamity just to get coverage.
I will have to go into the hospital. I will have to lose my house. I will have to lose all my savings. I will have to lose everything for the government to be able to help me. So 40 years of work, 40 years of struggle has to come to nothing. I'll have to be totally destitute in order for me to be able to get some help.
Ariola says he doesn't want anybody to give him anything. He just wants affordable health insurance. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Our series, Are You Covered, is produced in partnership with Kaiser Health News. That's a nonprofit news service.